And handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dog.
We're back, folks. And there were the votes by age bracket. Let me give you some more scary numbers, and then let's talk about what are ways we could fix this. I don't want to discourage people, myself included. Some people think, well, young college kids, that's the answer. Young college kids, that's going to be the wave of the future. I wish that were true. Young white college kids, you know, storming the barricades. But that's not what we see in the numbers. I mentioned that young white folks voted for Hillary. How about college grads versus high school grads? Guess what, folks? Guess who elected Donald Trump? White high school graduates. College graduates voted for Hillary. White college graduates voted 49% for Trump, 45% for Hillary. White college graduates. Now, you go to college, you're supposed to A, be smart to get in, and B, you're supposed to get smarter by spending $100,000 on that in student loans on that college education. Doesn't look like that's the way it works. Contrast that with high school graduates, white high school graduates, 67% voted for Trump, 28% voted for Hillary. Looks like the future's with high school graduates if we're going to get out of this. I'm not saying the future's with high school graduates. We got to fix that college number, but my gosh.
Yeah, and many of our universities basically are sewers of Marxist indoctrination. Impressionable, innocent high school seniors go there, and the next thing they know, they're assailed with white guilt about the importance of non-binary approaches to sexuality, that your sex is whatever you want it to be. They're bombarded, and of course, there's loads and loads of white guilt. And endless defamation of our history, a fair number are immune to it, but a lot buy into it. They change their worldview. They've been ruined, and they're programmed to vote for people Obama and Hillary.
And for you statisticians out there, of course, you need to know percentages. You also need to know weighting. Okay, so how many whites with no degree are they versus whites with college degree? Well, 34% of the people who voted in 2016 and saved our bacon, 34% of those people that saved our nation, those 63 million, were whites with no degree, 34% of them. How many of the white college grads failed to vote for Trump? They constituted 37% of those that voted. So basically, here's, you could take away this. The number of white college grads versus high school grads is about the same. But the high school grads are hugely more supportive of patriotism than the college grads. The college grads have been talked out of being patriots.
Yeah.
To return to an earlier theme, we talked about the Asians in this show. Are the Asians going to vote for a white president? Are they going to vote for a pro-white president? No. In this election, blacks voted 88% for Hillary, 8% voted for Trump. Latinos, 65% for Hillary, 29% for Trump, way better than 2-1. Asians, No better. 65%, actually identical to the Latinos. There's your takeaway there. So you think Asians, oh, Asians will be better. They'll be much better. No. Exactly like the Hispanics. Identical voting performance to Hispanics. So there's nothing to be hoped for in the non-white population if we're going to hang on to our country. Who should we take care of? Who should we be thanking right now? Well, if you see a high school graduate, just say thank you. You know, when you say thank you to a veteran, somebody's got a high school degree, say thank you, brother. Thank you.
Well, the lady who's pouring coffee down at the diner, the woman who's maybe doing nails and hair at the beauty shop, the people who are clerking at places like Walmart, these are the people who saved America's bacon.
Yeah. Now the there's another
basically the white working class.
Yeah, and then also I needed to give you the weighting on those age groups, folks, because you know they talk about the baby boomers are the biggest generation, and so there's a big bulge there. But you know what? That bulge, a lot of it's disappeared actually via the grave, and so us 65 and olders in this election, we constituted only 15% of the electorate. We voted heavily for Trump. But there weren't that many of us, 15%. The 18 to 29-year-old group that voted heavily for Hillary, 55 to 37 for Hillary, they constituted more, 19%. The biggest group was the 45 to 64-year-olds. There were 40% of the voters were those guys, and they voted heavily for Trump, 53 to 44. So thank one of those folks out there, too. And the I'm trying to think of so those are some pretty good numbers there that explain some of the stuff we're doing here. So when we go to the realm of solutions and a future here, I want to turn to Italy for a moment because there's some great news out of Italy, good news out of Italy. And so I'm just kind of going in a strange direction for you here, but I think I'll be able to connect these dots. Let me get my Italian screens up here. Here's the story out of Italy. Italian populist leader promises to deport 500,000 migrants. All right. Matteo Salvini, we've talked about him on this show, leader of the Lega Nord, small party. Well, hey, it's not small anymore. And therein lies the tale, I think, has promised he will deport 500,000 migrants if he becomes prime minister of Italy. The Italian populist. Yeah, the Italian populist promised that if he's elected in March 2018, so we're going to stay tuned. We're going to focus on that here. The national media won't cover it, folks. He will deport 100,000 migrants within his first year and 500,000 over the course of his five-year term. He says there are 500,000 irregular, I guess that's their term for illegal, migrants in Italy. Now, this is poetry, folks. All of them need to be sent home. Salvini said this week. Salvini has been accused by many in the mainstream media of being xenophobic or even racist for his anti-mass migration stance. He says, now here's the right tack to take, folks. By the way, he's used some colorful language before I forget it. He was asked about the European Union, and I guess colorful language is now, you know, a la mode. He said, F the EU, and he said the real word. F.
I'm along with that.
So this is a man who speaks his mind. But he says, the only antidote to racism is to control, regulate, and limit immigration. There are millions of Italians in economic difficulty. Italians are not racist, but out-of-control immigration brings with it far from positive reactions. We want to prevent that. That's a great tack to take. And like all those
differently, we want our country back. That's not meaning you hate other people. You don't want to be invaded.
Now, the story gets better, folks, because the Italians are on the verge of a victory like that of Donald Trump in our election. And here is why. Salvini and the Lega Nord have formed an electoral alliance with billionaire former four-time prime minister and leader of Forza Italia, Silvio Berlusconi. and the conservative nationalist Brothers of Italy party led by Giorgia Meloni. Now, this is a three-party alliance. Let me go to that information. It looks very good. Let me go to the, I got to find the right chart here to look at. Well, here, I can read it off of this. Here's a tweet. I can read it off of this. The Brothers of Italy are currently polling 5%. I have to read these Italian acronyms here. The Forza Italia of Berlusconi is polling, let me find it, 16%. And the Lega Nord is polling 14. Let's add those up. That's 30 plus 5, 35%. That's enough to win in the prime ministerial election coming up, because the Italians have, let's see here, they have 3, 6, 10 political parties. Now, my suggestion here, I'm a member of the American Freedom Party. I think the winning way for small parties is what the Lega Nord has done, what the Brothers of Italy have done, and the Forza Italia, which is more of a mainstream originated party of Berlusconi. But Lega Nord is showing that small parties can grow, and they can grow fast, and they can win, and they can be a part of a coalition. But you've got to be able to notice the magic for Lega Nord here. I'll say that Lega Nord is the closest analog to the American Freedom Party. If we, the American Freedom Party, wanted to be part of a coalition with in a winning group, we would have to be able to integrate with that group. We would have to be sure that what we did didn't exclude us from that group. So the Lega Nord has played their cards in a smart way, so that Berlusconi, who is a former prime minister, he says, I can be in the same room with these guys. I can form a coalition with them. That's the smart way to go. The dumb way to go would be to so mark yourself that you can't be part of any kind of a coalition, and you remain down there at the bottom at the way under 1% level, and nobody really wants to be in the same room with you. So that's, you know, in the councils of the American Freedom Party, that's what Kelso's advocating. I'm advocating, let's play it smart. Let's say, do, and look like somebody that can actually, like, help Donald Trump, you know, help a winning coalition. The same people that elected Trump this time might have to form a coalition next time or the time after that. So I'm just pointing folks to our brothers and sisters in Italia to make the point that, and by the way, this winning way does not mean being mealy-mouthed or weak. And I use Mr. Salvini as a demonstration of that when he says F the EU. This is not namby-pamby talk. And when he says, how many need to be, what do we need to do with our illegal immigrants? Quote, all, I wish I could read it in the Italian, all of them, I could, but I don't have it here, all of them need to be sent home. That's strong stuff. And we can engage in the same strong stuff as long as we don't shoot ourselves in the foot and make ourselves, disinvite ourselves from the party, so to speak. Pardon the pun. Let's see here. Look at some other stories. What are some big ones that are at the top here? We started the day with the important story that Donald Trump has walked back what looked like a really dumb trial balloon or something, head fake, who knows what the heck it was. And then we're looking for Tuesday, we're going to get the State of the Union address. This is going to be something. You know, the whole Supreme Court's there, the entire Joint Chiefs of Staff, the entire Senate, the entire House, the galleries will have people in it. Maxine Waters will be boycotting, she says, and a Black Army veteran who says he'd like to take Maxine Waters' place, who wants to cheer Donald Trump. He wants to be in her place and take her seat. I hope that happens. So we can look forward to that coming up. Let me take a look here at our caller board and see if anybody's, oh my goodness, people are waiting to get in. Laura in Michigan and Joe in Indiana. We're going to, okay, Joe in Indiana, I kept you waiting too long. Please come back in. We'll put you on immediately. Laura in Michigan, what's on your mind?
Hi, James. I wanted to talk about the fact that we're all worried about the DACA Mexicans, but we're forgetting about all these black Somalis that they've been drop shipping into white areas. Charlotte Isabey was talking about, she's from Maine, how it's ruined her state of Maine, all these Somalis in there. They just had Fleckman fired because he said something about these people. So I can't forget about those people, too, being drop shipped here. And don't just worry about the Mexicans. You know?
Yes, go ahead.
And there's a man named Frosty Wooldrich. You know who he is?
I know him personally. Yes. Paul knows him. I know him. Yes. Yes.
Okay. He's been trying to get on Tucker. He wants people with Twitter or Facebook, Tucker, ask him to put Frosty on his show. So we had done that about a month ago. And Fox had contacted Frosty, and he turned in his papers, his material that he had, to show them what he does. And, anyway, he hasn't heard a thing from Fox since. We need to put more pressure.
I'll give you another example of that. What Frosty's trying to do there, and Paul has been at Frosty Wooldridge events, and I've helped organize Frosty Wooldridge events in Texas. And he's a great guy. I'll give you an example. What we're trying to do, again, this is my what I advocate in the discussions within the American Freedom Party. I want us to be able to get into the room with the people that are actually changing history. I don't want to be out in the cold, and I don't want to be accept that spot that the SPLC has reserved for us of being total fringe, outside of everything. In fact, it's worse than that. They use us as a tool, actually, to chase white people away from their own self-defense. I could go into that, but I want to be able to be helpful to the people that are actually winning. Now, here's an example of that happening. Connecting Ann Coulter she's on the inside successfully. She's able to go up on the stage with Donald Trump, talk to Donald Trump on the phone, introduce Donald Trump at an event. Donald Trump listens to her. And she's a very strong woman with really strong patriotic views. So she's doing something right. I like to study Ann Coulter and see what she's doing right. Now I'll give another example of this doing something right. One of the directors of the American Freedom Party is Dr. Kevin B. McDonald. Now, yesterday, Ann Coulter retweeted, it was maybe the day before yesterday, she retweeted a tweet by Dr. McDonald. Beautiful. And it was a tweet, Paul will like this one. It was Kevin put out a tweet that said basically, like the first casualty of tyranny is free speech.
Yeah.
And it was something to that effect. And Ann Coulter liked it. And she retweeted it. So that's a way of Ann Coulter bringing Kevin McDonald into the discussion, into the room. Now, so Kevin has done something right. I'm saying Ann Coulter has done something right. She's changing history. Kevin McDonald has done something right. And I'm proud that he's a member of the American Freedom Party. But you'll notice, again, I'm not going to get into too much detail on this, but Kevin McDonald, if you look at his demeanor and his conduct, his image, what the public sees of him, which is the same as the guy I see in his living room of his house. He's the same guy in public and private. But he hasn't shot himself in the foot. And he's been very, very strong. There's nobody stronger on numerous issues like immigration than Kevin McDonald. But he hasn't done anything that would cause the general American public to utterly reject him. Now, there are other people in our movement who I say they've made a mistake. You know, they do things that the American public, will reject out of hand. And so that might have worked 10 years ago when we didn't have any prospect of winning. And maybe it was sort of a hobby activity. But now it's serious. We'll be right back. Stay there. Stay there, Laura. And I hope Joe comes back in from Indiana. Stay there. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for
And speaking of the Bible and the flag, something I failed to mention, I knew I left one statistic out in who voted for Trump. And we have to think, well, who did this? Who handed this gift? Who saved us? Evangelicals voted for Donald Trump. Just overall, all races, not just white evangelicals. Among white evangelicals, it's going to be an even higher number, guaranteed. It was 81% of evangelicals voted for Donald Trump. And they're a large group.
So, and that really has the politically correct furious.
Yeah, folks, that was the difference. I mean, if you had to point to one number, I pointed to the oldsters. Yeah, we voted 53 to 45. But evangelicals, 81%. And Hillary had something like, 9% or something. 81%. That's the difference in the election. And so as you go forward, you think, okay, how are we going to get out of this box that we're in? How are we going to save ourselves? Well, be nice to the evangelical that lives next door. And make sure to thank him and her for saving your country on November 8th, 2016. And by the way, one of the things I'm doing that I advocate, and I don't, callers, hang on, I'll shut up here in a second. What I'm advocating, folks, is that we be what Europeans can be most very proud of. We be scientific. That we look at what works. My favorite definition of science is finding out what works. That's a kind of a neat definition of what science is: finding out what works. It's an approach of reality, you know. And being looking in the mirror, being tough on yourself, peer review. And so let's do that. Let's find out what works. Let's do that. Let's also find out what doesn't work. That's what I was talking about a little while ago. Find out what doesn't work, what has been a spectacular failure for maybe half a century. Maybe that's long enough time to run the experiment. And then maybe, you know, knock it off. Maybe let that go. Not being very specific there. Let's save that for another time. Laura in Michigan, I want to thank you for making some good points. Thanks for calling tonight.
I could get a couple of suggestions about how to change the kids. Number one, it's up to the parents and the grandparents to instill the white values that we want instilled in our children. So maybe they go to public school and the teachers have them for a few hours. But that night at supper table, you can instill the values you want in your children.
Yes,
and
as Paul and I
work on my grandchildren all the time.
As Paul also, and I, yes, as Paul and I sit around the campfire, stroking our gray beards, we tell tales of yesteryear to our grandchildren. Go ahead, Laura.
And number two, in Michigan, we've got 83 counties. Each county has a small county paper, and you can submit letters to the editor, you know, and they're just going to go in your county, and you can put them out, you can email them as long as you have a telephone number, because they'll call you and ask and make sure that you wrote the letter and write a letter to the editor. It's very easy. Just email it over to your local paper. And,
yes.
You know, we all can hit all our local papers. Like in our county, we got 75,000 people that read the paper.
Yes.
So you're hitting a lot of people, even though it's
yes.
not New York Times or whatever.
As General Nathan Bedford Forrest said, the right strategy here, when asked by one of his officers, what do we do? He said, charge. He said, where? In all directions. So
right,
all of the above,
right.
Laura. Postcards tell you, talk to the kids, sit around the campfire. Exactly. The main thing is just do more of it. Do everything and do a lot more of it. Laura, thank you very much. I think we might have Joe in Indiana back with us. Is Joe there,
okay,
engineer? Thanks, Laura. Is Joe there? Okay, we lost Joe, but we got Dave in Virginia. We'll be right back with Dave. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Got on the caller board here. As I say, I'm hoping Joe in Indiana will call back. I'm sorry I lost your call. Dave in Virginia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Mr. Kelso, I certainly appreciate all your work.
Well, thank you, sir.
Listen, you're throwing out some statistics there, and I wanted to talk about a couple of different areas. One are these sex scandals. Are you familiar with the Stormy Daniels thing?
Well, could you pick another one? Because that's, I don't know where you're going to go with that one, but I don't think that's a story.
Well,
Stormy Daniels is a George Soros paid for, some woman was paid, I'll bet you Stormy Daniels was paid $5 million by George Soros.
Yeah, about Stormy Daniels, Mr. Kelso, is that she's a Jewish woman. And if you look at the politicians, and here's a statistic for you, over 80% of our politicians have been taken down by Jewish women. You can go back to Gary Hart and Donna Rice, she's Jewish. You can look at John Edwards, Rochelle Hunter, she's Jewish. You can look at Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky. You can look at Gary Condon, at Chandra Levy, and on and on and on and on. And what happens is, Jewish woman goes in, sets the politician up. It's usually some sort of a hidden camera or something. Then the affair is leaked anonymously almost every single time. So we are under a full-blown psy war by these Jews. Let me give you a more serious statistic that you need to look up. Okay. Our generals are under attack. Oh, no, our generals are under attack by these Jewish women. You can look at one of our best generals, David Petraeus. You can go down the list, bro. You need to start looking at serious stuff. We are under attack. They are taking our generals out, man. There has been a huge purge.
Okay, Dave, hang on. Good points. You made some good points. And let me just, what you're stating there is a speculation that is, you know, all the instances you cite are factual. And yes, there are plenty of Monica Lewinsky's. So anecdotally, all of us can think of numerous instances where some Jewish babe basically took out a white guy. Now, in the case of Bill Clinton, of course, that the blackmail can 80%. work on him. Well, no, but see. No, but hang on. Here's where your argument needs help, Dave. When you say something like 80%, nobody's formed a statistical table of how many of these what do they call them, honey traps? How many of these honey traps involved white, European women versus other races or ethnic groups? I don't think anybody's done that book. It would be a heck of an interesting book. And that would thereby.
I don't think that we need to do a book. I think you need to spend 10 minutes, and all you have to do is look at the politician that's been involved in a sex scandal. Look behind the curtain. There's a Jewish woman. The thing was leaked anonymously.
Dave, hang on. You skipped a step there in your logic, and there's a Jewish woman. No, not in every case there's a Jewish woman. Not at all.
It's not in every case. It's not.
Well,
but
okay,
it's
but
a
that's,
very, very high percentage, and it's okay. Too high to be a coincidence.
Okay, but hang on, Dave. And you could write the book, okay? It's important. I said let's be scientific. Let's be European. That's what we invented.
I'm a scientist, bro. I graduated from graduate school up in your area.
Okay, now hang on, Dave. Hang on. Don't get excited. I'm not getting excited. I said you made some good points.
I'm sitting here listening to the show.
I said you made some good points, but what's missing here, Dave, is this. Somebody, you could be the one, okay? Somebody needs to seriously sit down and, this is kind of, direct, simple homework, and go through all the sex scandals, categorize them, make a database, and then find patterns in there. So, for instance, I found, I just gave you the pattern that, like some schools, 40% of the students are Asian. Somebody got the data there. It's not Kelso walking around the campus going, man, I see a lot of Asians. I think, no, that's not good enough. You got to have statistics. So on this question of, I forget the term they use. There's a, trapping, entrapment with pretty women,
honey trap.
That's a standard. The KGB used it every day in and day out. Mossad uses it day in and day out. The CIA uses it. It's a standard. What do they say? The profession that's is older than whatever. It's one of the oldest tricks. And so somebody could write a very good selling, but a very interesting and important book if you could find that like 40% of the college students are Asians. If you could find that 40% of the honeypots are Jewish, that would be a darned interesting statistic. But until we have a statistic, we don't really have something, Dave. Just impressionistically, using your own memory, you got to go to the statistics. So if you studied a little bit of science and a little bit of statistics, or a lot of both, go for the book. I'll buy a copy. We need that book, or some other aspiring author out there. That's a book that needs to be written, a history of these sex scandals. And, of course, the argument you're making, Dave, is that these people, what's her name, Stormy Daniels, which is, of course, just her name in the sex industry, that these people are not, some of them are not operating as independent operators or, opportunists, but they are, in fact, working for somebody like George Soros or like Mossad or like the CIA. So It's a very interesting question, Dave, and I thank you for bringing it up. Did you want to make one last point before you go?
Yeah, I did. I mean, if you stand back and you peel the onion back and you look at the United States as a whole, we are in a full-blown Cy War from all directions. You're talking about the flooding of the minorities. There's also a flooding of Catholic fundamentalists and Muslims. Nobody's talking about this huge Ponzi scam called...
Wait a minute. I think you misspoke there.
Let me finish.
I think you misspoke.
Gender roles in this country. Look at this guy, Bruce Jenner. What they're trying to do is destroy the masculine identity of the American white male. That's what they're doing.
I agree.
Yes, that's a standard communist ploy, is to demoralize people with depravity. It's a way of breaking people, break down their moral code, break down their morale, their esprit, with anything depraved or that will demoralize people. I think just a moment ago, you were talking about Islamic fundamentalist terrorism, right?
I was talking about Catholic fundamentalists are being flooded into this country. Those are your Latinos.
Now, I'm going to correct you. Those statistical tables that I gave you about who voted for Donald Trump, guess what? Surprise, surprise for you. Catholics voted for Donald Trump every bit as much as Protestants.
That ties into that Catholic fundamentalism, that kind of family orientation. I mean, they're pretty conservative as far as family values go.
Well, okay, you need to meet more Catholics, okay? There's some really, this is one of the big mistakes we've made.
There's a huge difference between these Latin American Catholics and white American Catholics. Huge difference.
Their problem is not that they're Catholic. Their problem is that they're another race, that they're an alien people.
I understand that. I agree with you 100%,
And one of the mistakes we've made, I talked earlier about things that don't work and things that we've done that are guaranteed failures. One of our guaranteed failures was Protestants griping at Catholics and vice versa and going to war with the
Reformation, the 30 Years' War, Millions of white people killing each other over that thing.
My German ancestors were driven out of the Rhineland by the 30 Years' War. Exactly. And it didn't stop there.
It kept going for hundreds of years, and it's basically still the same system today.
My Scottish ancestors were driven out of Ulster by the Catholic Protestant fighting there.
Just about everybody that goes back to European history has got some ancestors that were involved in that war. I mean, it was systemic.
It gets even worse. My Scottish ancestors were driven out of Ulster, not by a two-way fight, but a three-way fight. The Scots were fighting the Irish. And the Presbyterians.
The Irish were fighting the Church of England, and on and on.
Wait, it gets worse. The Irish were fighting the English, and the Scots were fighting the English. So everybody was fighting everybody else, and they were all the same beautiful, red-headed, white people. They did not need to be fighting with each other, and
the warfare in Europe goes all the way back to Roman times, and even before that.
Right, but we still have
endless warfare grid is what it is.
Yeah, but one of the things we can do is we can I myself come from a Protestant background. I love that when people say blah blah blah. Comes from a Jewish background. Instead of saying he's a Jew, they say he's from a Jewish background. So I'm from a Protestant background. What we Protestants can do is find a Catholic and hug him, because you Catholics can do the same.
Catholics are you talking? Are you talking about the Latino Catholics?
Okay, obviously I'm talking about our own Catholics.
I think you need to worry about the 30 million Latino Catholics that have flooded this social system.
By the way, let me give you an addendum there. Surprise, surprise, the Protestant population in Mexico is growing by leaps and bounds.
Where did you get those statistics at? From the mainstream press?
I've been in churches. I've been in evangelical churches where the entire church is Mexican. So my point is this, when you propound this argument in the future, I think you could make an improvement. Here's where you could make an improvement. It is right. A problem that we have all these aliens in our country. But when you add that extra word, well, they're alien Catholics, here's what you just did. You just turned off a whole lot of white Catholics who don't want to, be in this.
I did not. The only,
oh, yes, you did.
The only Catholics that I turned off are the white female Catholics that have a really strong maternal instinct, and they just want to take care of kids. They don't care what color they are. We just can't hurt the children. That's okay, why they're pushing this PACA thing. Yeah, they're trying to exploit
I'm not going to lecture. I'm not going to lecture you on the point, but I'm saying you're kind of stylistically illustrating something that we've done. We're really good at breaking up our family. We're really good at fighting with each other. We're real fighters. We Scots and we Germans. We really know how to fight too well, and we fight among ourselves. So I'm just saying, find every possible reason you can to not. But for instance, there were times when we had. Groups of people who formed organizations that said, you know, no Catholics, we will have no Catholics. What a mistake. What a huge mistake. You know, a third of the population of Germany is Catholic, more than a third. And, you know, and these are our great nations. Ireland is almost entirely Catholic. And it's, you know, what greater nation do we have than Ireland? So the and then here, by the way, here's another interesting twist. I always throw this here in on the Catholic Protestant thing. You know, I'm hugely into ancestry. All of you folks out there, every person that's listening to my voice, every single one of you, I'm going to say something that's true about you right now. And I'm certain of it. And I'll bet you a dollar to a donut on this. Your ancestors are all Catholic. Every single one of you. Because before the day before the Protestant Reformation, all your ancestors were Catholic, mine and yours.
Roman times. So, we're all descendants of Romans, bro.
And that wasn't, no, and that, no.
Don't just go back 2,000 years and stop. Go back 3,000, 4,000. Why do you just stop at 2,000 years?
No.
Do you think that there were people, Europeans, before Catholics?
No, hang on. I the Reformation's only 500 years ago. I'm just making the point that
it was the Catholic Church, was basically the early Christian church.
Well, but here's how I found this out. Tracing back all of my Protestant ancestral branches, tracing them back, I found that I reached a point in Scotland where my ancestors were Catholics, where my English ancestors Catholics.
Can you trace your ancestors back to Roman times? No. Why not? Because the Jews don't want you to go back that far, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. You're throwing me a curveball there, okay? You kind of got off my point. But that's okay. Dave, I love you. And thank you for calling in. All right. Paul, your thoughts on Catholic-Protestant fighting?
Well, I don't think these are battles we can any longer afford to fight. I think white people have to unite, or we'll simply be swamped. I think that's the reality. We've wasted, maybe a previous generation to ours, James, wasted a lot of energy on the religious question. It's a matter of race. We're being invaded. We're being replaced.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And as the American Freedom Party ad that you hear on this show says, you know, we're less than 10%. We're headed towards being less than 10% of the world's population. And you know, imagine when we're a future version of this show, when Paul and I are pushing up daisies, that ad will say we're less than 5% of the world's population. If we don't fix that problem, we're less than 5% of the problem or 5% of the population. And there's not that much of it that we can fix. For instance, our white hero was his name, Norman Borlaug, who created the Green Revolution. He increased the non-white population of the earth by 2 or 3 billion people when he invented ways to get a lot more grain off of an acre of land with the Green Revolution. I'm sure that wasn't his plan, was to change the racial makeup of the world, but that's exactly what he did. And this population explosion among non-European peoples, if they have a fertility rate of 6, how do you answer that? I mean, we do need to raise the fertility rate among our white women. By, you know, I said go out and find a Catholic and hug him. Go out and find a white woman and hug her. As long as it's not as long as she's not an Academy Award presenter. But the are we going to raise our birth rate to 6? I hope we can do that, and we did achieve that. Again, in my study of ancestry, all my grandmothers, they had 6, 8, 10, some 12 children. And it was common in the United States in the 1800s. It was common for a woman to have 8 kids. You know, they did fine with that. But, you know, how do we get back to that? So, you know, even by the most massive effort, if we could get our fertility rate above 2, you know, even getting it to something like 2.5 would be a Herculean effort. So we've really, my point being this, we're 1 out of 10 people on the planet right now. As Paul says, with the statistics that we're looking at, we're headed for being 1 out of 20. We'll take a little break right here and we'll be right back.
Still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks, with our final segment. And I want to sort of send you off here with some sunny thoughts and hope and so on. I mentioned Lynyrd Skynyrd in that wonderful concert in 77 in the Oakland Coliseum, all the tragedy that has befallen the Lynyrd Skynyrd band. Here's hot news. Just 3 days ago, Lynyrd Skynyrd, in their current incarnation, which includes some original members of the band, Ronnie Van Zant's brother, Johnny, subbing for Ronnie, a look-alike and a sing-alike, they just announced their last, the title of the tour is the Last of the Survivors Tour. It's their last tour. It's their farewell tour. And on the tour is going to be Small World, our own Hank Williams Jr. And they're going to open West Palm Beach on May 4th and then go to Florida, then Texas, Arizona, California, New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Pennsylvania. They're going to be everywhere. Let me see the next page. This is a big looking tour here. Anyway, maybe it might be the last. I don't know where the last one is, but September 1st, they're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't see North Dakota, but I'll look around. They're going to be in Missouri and Alabama and Birmingham. Well, that'll be a heck of a show in Alabama. So the might be good to actually just I wonder if I can find that little segment there for you folks and give that to you as we check out here. Here they are. Maybe I can find them here for you. I should have had this set up. Shame on me, Paul, as we run out of time. Shucks. I don't think I've got it. Here, maybe I can just find it for you again. Here it is. I'll find it for you again. We'll go with a little good cheer here. Wait for the ad to disappear. And here they come. I'll just drop it right in the middle here of our this incredible event in 1977. Beautiful. And that's the nature of our race, folks. We are, in fact, really, really beautiful people. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. You're all beautiful out there. We'll see you again tomorrow night. We can guarantee a lot of news between now and then. See you then. Thanks, Paul. Yeah.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.